This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, January 4th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Becoming a program sponsor on KUAF is a great way to introduce your business to our community. And you support your community at the same time by helping to bring our listeners the programs they enjoy. If you'd like more information on how underwriting works here at KUAF, just go to our website. It's KUAF.com. Or give our underwriting director, Rhonda Dillard, a call. Her number is 479-575-4441.
Ahead on the program, how the closure of a rural landfill has repercussions across the Ozarks. Jacqueline Froelich reports on the fallout from a decision to default on a landfill's revenue bond payments.
Plus, the great passion play in Eureka Springs is not gone after all. Timothy Dennis has the latest on efforts to keep the Eureka Springs attraction open. And Robert Ginsburg, host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz, has his picks for the best jazz recordings of 2012.
First, state tax revenue was up in December 2012. Economist John Shelnut with the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration reports individual income tax collections grew 17.5% compared to the same month in 2011.
We still have some fluctuations occurring in refunds. Overall, I think we're looking at an economy and a revenue base that's growing at about 3.5% to 4%. And that's similar to what we're seeing in income figures for the state. And that's on an economy that's growing at about 1% in terms of net job growth.
Shelnut says revenue was up sharply by 7.6% on gross collections and by 9% on net collections. But officials are not expecting such high numbers for this month, January 2013.
Governor Mike Beebe announced yesterday that he would like legislators to resolve the Medicaid debate during the regular session rather than call a special session later. The scheduled session begins January 14th, but some are suggesting that the question of whether or not to expand Medicaid under the federal health care law should be saved for another time. Matt DeCampbell is the spokesperson for Governor Beebe.
When the governor was in the state Senate, he was a part of some special sessions in the 80s that went on for over a month and cost a lot of money and in some cases didn't accomplish anything. And he wants to avoid that kind of that cost to taxpayers. He'd rather get things done in the session that's already set aside.
The governor supports Medicaid expansion because it will bring insurance to 250,000 uninsured Arkansans, as well as provide economic stimulus.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced yesterday that Arkansas's request to operate a state partnership exchange has been approved. Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says with the new partnership, Arkansans will be able to easily purchase quality health insurance plans. 20 states have been approved for some model of the exchange, but spokesman Fabian Levy says that all models will benefit the insurance recipients.
The thing that's important to actually know for between a state-based exchange, a partnership exchange, and a federally facilitated exchange, actually, is that there's actually no difference at all in the way the consumer sees things. The consumer, whether, you know, the state, whichever route the state chooses, will be able to shop for insurance the exact same way, no matter which model the state chooses.
The new partnership and marketplace will take effect in 2014.
Fayetteville-based Mitchell Communications Group made a big announcement yesterday. The public relations firm, whose portfolio includes Walmart, Procter & Gamble, J.B. Hunt Transport, and Tyson Foods, has been acquired by global communications outfit Dentsu Network. The acquisition of Mitchell Communications is the first public relations acquisition by Dentsu, which is headquartered in New York and Tokyo and has 82 offices in 29 countries. As part of the acquisition, the headquarters for Mitchell Communications will remain in Fayetteville. CEO Elise Mitchell will continue in her role at the company in addition to joining the executive team and operating committee of Dentsu Network. And former executive vice president Sarah Clark has been named president of the agency. We'll have a conversation with Mitchell Communications founder Elise Mitchell on Monday's edition of Ozarks.
The Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter is launching a new program aimed at making its facilities livelier looking for the children who find themselves in need of the shelter's services. Greg Russell is the shelter's director of marketing. He says the goal of the program is to conduct something of an extreme makeover for the residents' rooms at the shelter and to give them more of an inviting feel to children.
I was surprised at how much difference it made just putting different colors of paint on the wall. The first room that was adopted, I think it was like a tealish greenish color on one wall, and then there was a kind of a yellow ochre on another wall and a pink for a splash of bright color on another wall. And just the paint alone, nothing else done to the room, it's amazing how much more inviting, how much more kiddish atmosphere that it provided, and sort of a lighthearted atmosphere that it provided just putting that color on the walls.
Russell says three rooms have already been adopted, and the renovations done to those rooms have helped replace the somewhat colder institutional-feeling rooms with atmospheres that are warmer and more welcoming to the children. About 80% of the children who arrive at the shelter are victims of environmental neglect, which Russell defines as children who come from chaotic situations where their basic needs aren't being met.
So you can imagine they probably haven't had the room of their dreams coming out of an environment like that. So what we're hoping that this will do, and what we think it will do, is facilitate the healing process so that the room where they spend so much time, where they sleep, where they do their homework, is a room that is inviting, is a room that is decorated with kids in mind, so that it will have a part in lifting their spirits and starting that emotional healing that needs to take place, and just creating an environment that is conducive to that healing that needs to take place.
Almost any individual or group can volunteer to adopt a room. Russell says without the generosity of the community, the shelter couldn't exist, as the center must raise about 80% of its annual budget from volunteers.
Fees for camping at developed campgrounds along the Buffalo National River may increase in coming months. According to a release by the National Park Service, the proposed fee increase will affect 8 campgrounds, including Buffalo Point, Carver, Irby, Kyle's Landing, Ozark, Rush, Steel Creek, and Tyler Bend. Rates for sites with electrical hookups at Buffalo Point would increase from $17 to $25, while fees for non-electrical sites will expand with expanded amenities would increase from $12 to $17. The fee for camping at basic sites would increase from $10 to $15. The Buffalo National River justifies the proposed increase as a way to offset increased fuel costs for park staff and expanded electrical usage at Buffalo Point. The last fee increases were instituted a decade ago.
Tonight, overcast conditions, a 30% chance of rain or snow after midnight, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow in northwest Arkansas, 30% chance of snow, high around 46. It's a 20% chance of light snow tomorrow morning for the Arkansas River Valley, highs eventually hitting near 50. And for Saturday night, clear, lows from 23 in northwest Arkansas to around 30 tomorrow night for the River Valley.